praying the Psalms. We're in Lent. You know, the word comes from the German and Dutch words for spring, like Lent and Lente. And they have a very close relationship with a Middle English verb, Lenten, meaning to lengthen. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, where I am preaching today, it happens as the days are lengthening. In other languages, this season, instead of relating to the lengthening of days, relates to the Latin word quadragesima, or 40 days before Easter. In Spanish, quaresma. In French, carême. Lent is the time for us to prepare spiritually for Easter. It started this past week on Ash Wednesday and spans 40 days minus the Sundays leading up to Easter. 40, the number. It symbolizes spiritual journeys home. Jesus fasted for 40 days in the wilderness before he started his public ministry. The people of Israel wandered 40 years in the wilderness as they inched toward the promised land. Both Moses and Elijah fasted 40 days on the mountain, sustained by God's presence as they prepared for what was to come. And so, here we are beginning our Lenten journey together. Well, apart. And on that journey, even though we're not physically together, we can do something as a community. Pray the Psalms. The Psalms, I like to call them, they're raw and honest expressions of the heart of the writers. I've said before that they don't work well as proof texts of God's promises, but they do open a window of authenticity to the state of our hearts as we continue on a journey of faith. Some Psalms are very, very comforting. Others are uplifting. Many are sad, even tragic. Many have parts to them that sound very, well, un-Christian. We usually avoid those parts when we're reading the Psalms out loud. Not today. Psalm 25. It's actually written as an acrostic. Each line represents a letter in the Hebrew alphabet. We're only looking at 10 verses today, so we won't get that acrostic flavor. Also, we're not reading in Hebrew, so we probably wouldn't have gotten the acrostic flavor anyway. This acrostic tends to jump around a bit. It doesn't have a continuing theme or a lovely poetic flow of one verse to the next, but it still has this raw emotion. Here's my evolving view of Psalm 25. I trust you, God. Please don't let me down, and you're letting me down. Don't let my enemies win. The enemy is winning. Let the ones who aren't on your side be disgraced. I don't want that. I do want the pandemic to be over. I want the people who seek to marginalize the powerless and the outcast to be defeated. Show me what to do, God, because thoughts and prayers aren't cutting it. Don't forget, you said you'd show love and mercy. So if I'm yelling at you, I know you won't zap me. Please forget the things I've done wrong. I mess up all the time. Just remember that you love me. Always, please don't forget. You're the best, God. You lead everyone on the journey. So will you take the blame for all the stupid stuff going on? You guide those who are humble. What about the ones who aren't? The ones who follow you will find unending love and faithfulness. And I still want to know how to end the pandemic. I ask questions about the parts of this reading that bother me, and even ones that I find comforting. Does God disgrace the ones who don't follow God? Does God need a reminder about showing love? Does God need buttering up? Does God need a guilt trip? Felt like I wanted to pray part of the prayer and then discard other parts of it. Let the wantonly treacherous be ashamed. Ooh, harsh words, uncomfortable, maddening, vindictive. Doesn't sound at all kind, but it does express a real raw emotion. Remember your mercy and your steadfast love. All right, God doesn't need a reminder from anyone about steadfast love. Maybe it's more of a reminder from the writer to themselves that God is all about steadfast love. And the statement expresses something real and raw. Don't remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions, or when I say words incorrectly. All right, that one's a lot easier to grasp, and it expresses something real and raw again. During this Lenten season, let's pray the Psalms together. You don't have to just read them. You can ask questions, right? In a couple of weeks, I'm going to preach a sermon that focuses on Psalm 19. And there are a whole lot of others that you could choose from to pray. So during these weeks of Lent, why not spend time reading, pondering, exploring, praying, wrestling with that real and raw emotion, the Psalms? It won't be like a regular, "Dear God, thank you for, please help," kind of prayer when you're praying the Psalms. It may not feel like a proper prayer, but it will be a way of talking to and listening to the soul nudges that God gives. Soul nudges from God. And that's a prayer. Prayer isn't the only thing we can do. We can write, vote, advocate, preach, make noise, be the change. And through all of it, not instead of it, we do pray. So let's join together this Lenten season, praying the Psalms. Talk to God with real and raw emotions. Listen for what God whispers. Ask God every day, "Show me the path." Amen.